The Greater Accra Regional Minister, Niyama Ashiti, has stressed the need for long-term planning of road projects to aid their early completion and save money. He said most projects planned on short-term basis often result in lapses and in increase in costs. Mr. Ashiti was speaking at a forum in Accra on road sector in the region. He has a report by Na Jagble Ago.
The forum aims at ensuring maximum stakeholder participation from planning, implementation and monitoring of all roads and projects. Mr. Ashite noted that without the involvement of local stakeholders, district assemblies and regional coordinating councils, it will be administratively wrong for projects to be undertaken. He therefore urged the assemblies to be proactive and generate funds to finance their projects rather than look up to the central government.
We don't want to wait always for central government to bring money to the project. The law allows the assemblies to generate their own funds and to undertake projects. If the assemblies can generate so much money, they will not wait for Vida Road. No, I don't want to wait for Vida Road, they don't want to decentralize as fast as we want. If the assembly has got its own money, then go ahead and do their road. We all have to help to fasten the pace of decentralization. Look at governance as a grassroots democracy. The people must decide on the project they want, and not somebody sitting at the center and deciding what should be done at the district.
Mr. Ashite expressed worry about how roads are invaded by traders and used as parking spaces by some drivers. He said huge sums of monies are put into these roads, hence the need for all to help and share value for money. The Greater Accra Regional Manager of Feeder Roads, Kan Afarikuma, said ongoing projects in the region are all on course and will be completed within the scheduled time. He disclosed that the World Bank has allocated an undisclosed amount for road projects in salt-producing areas in the country, adding that these projects will take off soon.
Na Jagle Ago reporting.